Isaiah chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear, and listen, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth of it. Because the indignation of the Lord Jehovah is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies, he has completely destroyed them, he has delivered them to the slaughter. Their dead also will be cast out, and their stench will come up out of their dead bodies, and the mountains will be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven will be dissolved, and the heavens will be rolled together as a scroll. And all their host will fall down, as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Because my sword will be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it will come down upon Edom, and upon the people of my curse, to judgment. The sword of the Lord Jehovah is filled with blood, it is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. Because the Lord Jehovah has a sacrifice in Bozra, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the unicorns will come down with them, and the bulls with the bulls, and their land will be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. Because it is the day of the Lord's Jehovah's vengeance, and the year of repayment for the trouble of Zion. And its streams will be turned into pitch tar. And its dust into brimstone, sulfur. And its land will become burning pitch tar. It will not be quenched night nor day, its smoke will go up forever. From generation to generation it will lie waste, no one will pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant pelican and the bittern crane will possess it, the owl also and the raven will live in it. And he will stretch out upon it the line of confusion, and the stones of emptiness. They will call its nobles to the kingdom, but no one will be there, and all her princes will be nothing. And thorns will come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortresses, and it will be a home of dragons, and a court for owls. The wild beasts of the desert will also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the shaggy goat will cry to his fellow. The screech owl also will rest there, and find for herself a place of rest. There the great owl will make her nest, and lay, and hatch, and gather under her shadow, there the vultures will also be gathered, everyone with her mate. Seek out of the book of the Lord Jehovah, and read, not one of these will fail, no one will lack her mate. Because my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line, they will possess it forever, from generation to generation they will live there.